we had to scrub those chairs, and the most of them would be bottomed with cowhide bottoms.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. This chair right here's got a cowhide bottom. Oh, I got the cover on the bottom too, but that's what it's covered with, cowhide.
On Monday, when the clothes would be all dirty, you said the women would do the
washing.
Uh-huh. And on Tuesday?
Well, now, sometime we had to do field work, and we didn't wash every Monday. We would wait till a time maybe it's too wet to hoe and to pick cotton, and we'd wash during the time it was, we couldn't go to the field. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't go to our gardens to work. We had to hoe our garden. We had to tote out fertilizer, lot fertilizer and chicken fertilizer out to the garden and keep that fertilized and keep things planted, keep things set out, mm-hmm. and to keep something growing all the time to eat. And used to, we didn't have any insect spray to spray spray things with when worms would come on the collard greens and things, and we had that to pick every morning, pick them old worms off of their fingers.
I didn't care for that.
I didn't care for that either, but it had to be done if we had collards, because yeah. Them worms would eat them up. And the same way about tomatoes, old long tomato worms, have you ever seen any? Well, they're big old long tomato worms come on tomatoes, and we had to keep them off. They would just ruin the vines. They'd eat the vines up.
What would you do with after you wash clothes, to get the wrinkles out? You'd say you had to do that.
We ironed them.
Uh-huh.
We'd have an iron. I can remember the first ironing board I ever seen. I was grown. We put a padded quilt on a table, and then a white cloth, usually a sheet folded, and that's what we ironed on. And we ironed on with old iron, smoothing irons, mm-hmm. and we had to heat them in the fireplace or heat them on the stove, and that's what we used to iron with. And before I married, my daddy, there was an agent come around to set in irons that had little irons to go in this iron, and we wouldn't have to go back and to. We could just iron for hours and hours. We thought that was one of the greatest inventions ever was, because there was three grown girls and a bunch of children. We had so much ironing to do, and then every pillowcase and every apron and everything had to be ironed. It wasn't like it is now. You know, so many things now just can be folded up and not ironed.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of material we buy. Mm-hmm. But then everything had to be ironed. And there's a lot of days I can remember two of us girls would iron all day long.
Mm.
And we had to iron some clothes to do that. Curtains and, well, just towels and so many different things.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a name that you might use to talk about washing and ironing together? Would you have another name to?
The laundry.
Okay. How do you use that word? What is that?
The laundry includes washing and ironing and uh-huh. all of it together.
I see. And say if you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you'd have a...
Now, that's one thing I don't know. I've never lived in a two-story house, and I have never had a neighbor, close uh-huh. neighbor that I visited had a two-story house. I don't know anything about two-story buildings.
Well, what I mean is, you mentioned outside, from, say, the ground to the porch, you'd have steps.